Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from new signing Callum Wilson. He has said that he would be quite happy to play out the rest of his career at St James's Park after he made the move to the North East. Wilson says that he wants to score 100 Premier League goals and has ambitions to do that with the Magpies following his £20 million move from Bournemouth. Wilson is only on 41 Premier League goals in 126 appearances, so he does have some way to go to try and get to 100. However, he says that he's ambitious and he believes that he can fulfil his Premier League dreams with the Magpies. Wilson said, "I feel in the best shape that I've felt. My injuries are now behind me. I feel now it is pure football focus going forward. I have 41 Premier League goals, so for me the 100 club is massive," he said. Of course, Newcastle legend Alan Shearer is at the top of the all-time Premier League goal-scoring list with a 260, Wayne Rooney next on 208, while a former Newcastle star, Andy Cole, is also in there on 187. Wilson admitted that he had plenty of Premier League clubs interested in him, but he was delighted to make the move to Newcastle. He said, "When you find out that teams are interested in you, you weigh up the options. I looked at squads at the clubs. I looked at who was here and what style of football they play and what will suit me more. The style they play at Newcastle, analysing the players that are here, playing against them, you know that there is real quality," he said. Wilson becomes the latest Newcastle signing, following on from the recent captures as well of Ryan Fraser and Jamal Lewis, as Newcastle appear to have done some good business in the brief transfer window so far. Meanwhile, Newcastle have announced a new date for the clash at Tottenham due to television coverage. The match will now take place on Sunday, September the 27th, moved from Saturday, September the 26th, with kick-off in North London scheduled for 2 p.m. The match will be broadcast live on Sky Sports. This following the news that every Premier League match in September will be broadcast live by either Sky Sports, BT Sport, BBC or Amazon Prime. Finally, Newcastle have issued a statement after it had been confirmed that the Premier League had rejected a takeover bid made by PCP Capital Partners, the Rubin Brothers and the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. Newcastle say that the takeover has failed the Premier League's owners and directors test, but Newcastle are not happy, and in a statement they said, "The conclusion has been reached despite the club providing the Premier League with overwhelming evidence and legal opinions that PIF is independent and autonomous of the Saudi Arabian government. The club and its owners," the statement said, "do not accept that Premier League Chief Executive Richard Masters and the Premier League have acted appropriately in relation to this matter," and the statement says the club will be considering all relevant options available to them. That's all for now. We'll have more later.